Did you ever hear of them making anything out of hog blood?
No, never.
Okay. What about out of the liver?
We fried it and eat it. Best part of the hog.
Oh, really?
Huh. Fresh liver, you got to eat it the day it's killed.
Oh,
got to cut it out and take that gall out. Very carefully, if you get the gall on it, it ruins that liver where you can't eat it. It's poison.
Hmm.
You know that?
Gall, I don't know what that is.
Well, it's, I guess it's called a, you know, we all got that, you know, it's bile in your, it's acid comes in to digestive purposes. We call it a gall, you know, on a hog. I don't know what it's called on a person.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, okay. What would you call thick, sour milk that you keep on hand?
And we call it clabber milk.
Okay, what would you make out of it?
We drank it and eat it.
Really?
That's the best milk in the whole world.
I've never had any.
It's whole milk.
Uh-huh.
You leave the cream on it,
uh-huh.
and it's the healthiest stuff in this world. But you couldn't buy it for $100. They don't have it in the store.
No,
they don't do that.
They don't have
it
anymore.
No, we didn't have too much of that because we lost our butter when we done it. But we like to always have butter, but if we had a lot of milk, sometimes mine would do that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Why, you could drink a gallon and you wouldn't know you had anything. It just goes in and don't fill you up.
Uh-huh,
it's
uh-huh.
So rich.
You make butter from it, is that right?
No. Well, you make butter a different way.
Yeah, how do you make butter? I don't know.
I forgot. Let's see. We let put it in there and let it go through get so warm, I don't know.
Yeah.
I poured hot water in the milk, I guess. Churned it up and down.
Hmm.
I didn't do all that because I did something else.
You know, one time I spilled some milk down through the burner on our electric stove, and it spilled down into the cabinet underneath it, and I went down there and wiped it all up, and I thought I got it all out, but some of it had spilled into a pan, and I didn't know it was there. And a few days later, a week later maybe, and I was using the stove all this time, you know, I smelled something a little strange, and I looked down in there, and it had turned to, it separated into butter. Sort of looked like butter.
Well,
and water.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird?
I never heard of it doing that. Usually it just cakes and gets very hard, you know.
No, it was...
Ferments or something.
Well, look, I didn't eat it.
No, if you burn milk, it sure has a bad odor to burn milk.
Oh, gosh.
Whole milk.
Oh, that's awful. When you first milk the cow, it could have some impurities and stuff in the milk. So what do you do to the milk?
We strain it.
Okay. How'd you do that?
Through a cloth.
Okay. And... what would you call something that's like a fruit pie, except it has, well, it is a fruit pie, sort of. It has several layers of, like, fruit and then dough and fruit and then more dough and either kind of deep dish thing.
I can't think of it.
Okay. What would you call a little bit of, like, you mix up cream and sugar and maybe nutmeg, you know, together, and then you pour just a little bit of it over a piece of pie? What would you call that?
I can't think.
I never did do that.
I never did do it.
Food that you eat between regular meals, you'd call of what?
Well, I thought it. Now I forgot it. Oh.
It's one of those things.
No, I know.
If I hadn't asked you, you could
call. Oh, it's
what do you drink when you're just plain thirsty?
Plain thirsty?
Yeah.
I'm just telling Miss. Sure, I can't drink water. I don't crave it, but we drank it a while ago. Oh.
Okay, what would you drink water out of normally? I mean, just a plain old...
just a glass.
Okay. If dinner's on the table and if everybody's standing around, you know, waiting to start, what would you say? You might say, go ahead and... what?
Go ahead and eat.
Okay.
That's what we'd say. Some of them say, go ahead and serve.
Okay. If you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed to them, you might say, oh, we'll go ahead and... what?
Wait on yourself.
Okay. If you decide not to have any, you might...